If you have just tuned in, you are now listening to Worth Baptist Hour, a weekly broadcast of the gospel. This radio ministry is produced by Worth Baptist Church, and this is the pastor speaking. What a joy to greet you again today in the lovely name of the Lord Jesus Christ. As we come to you today, we're happy to report a wonderful day last Sunday here at Worth Baptist Church. More than 800 people answered the roll call to study the Sunday school lesson in the Sunday school of Worth Baptist Church. We had some 12 additions to our church, and 9 believers followed the Lord in baptism. Truly, it was an outstanding day. In fact, the month of October has been one of the greatest months in our history. We're expecting to average over 800 for the 5 Sundays of October. We have just 2 Sundays remaining, today and next Sunday, which is Roundup Day. Our Sunday school goal next Lord's Day is 1,000 for Christ in Sunday school. Let me encourage you to plan now to visit with us in our Sunday school and in our services of worship on Roundup Sunday, 1 week from today, Sunday, October 31st. Be one of the 1,000 to study God's Word in the Sunday school hour at 10 o'clock. Perhaps you've been planning to visit Worth Baptist Church for a long time. This would be a good opportunity for you to follow through with your plan of visiting with us here at Worth Baptist Church. In the meanwhile, even today, it's not too late for you to prepare to attend Sunday school at 10 o'clock. We have a class for every member of your family, for every age and every grade level. The motto of our Sunday school is teaching the whole Bible to the whole Sunday school to enlighten the whole family to the whole truth. We believe you would enjoy Bible study in the Sunday school hour today. Bring the family. Sunday school attendance and worship are both family affairs here at Worth Baptist Church. In fact, we are now in the midst of a great family program. Families, winning families, for Christ in the Fall Festival of Faith here at Worth Baptist Church. Come today and bring the family and study God's Word in the Sunday school hour at 10, our morning worship hour at 11, and our Sunday evening worship hour at 7. We have an afternoon Sunday school for those who are not privileged to attend on Sunday morning at 3 o'clock in the afternoon here at Worth Baptist Church. Then our training time hour at 5:45, with a graded choir program for all of the graded departments and a tremendous adult Bible study led by Mr. J.W. Huffman, one of our deacons, and his series of lessons is entitled Science and the Bible. We believe you'd learn much and be challenged as you study the Bible in the training time hour at 5:45. We'd be happy to see you in any and all of the services of Worth Baptist Church today. This word of special announcement, our Bible conference is tomorrow night and Tuesday night, October 25th and 26th, with Dr. Curtis Hudson. Dr. Hudson is in demand all over America. He's the pastor of the Forest Hills Baptist Church in Atlanta, Georgia. His messages will thrill your heart. They will be a blessing to you as you come and share with us in our Bible conference Monday and Tuesday, that's tomorrow night, and Tuesday night, October 25 and 26 at 7:30 p.m. here at Worth Baptist Church. Remember the time of the starting of the services, 7:30 each evening, Monday and Tuesday, tomorrow night and Tuesday night, with our Bible conference speaker, Dr. Curtis Hudson. And then we would remind you again that October is Radio Anniversary Month, celebrating our 7th year of gospel broadcasting. It would be our joy to hear from you during the days of October. Just a card or a letter to let us know that you receive this broadcast. Many hundreds and thousands of people across the Metroplex have an opportunity to hear the gospel over many stations and with many radio broadcasts. But we feel that ours is among that number that provides the opportunity for you to hear the gospel each Lord's Day. So we ask you to write to us during October just letting us know that you hear the broadcast. Remember that to all who will write during October, we will send to you free and postage paid one of my books of sermons entitled, Look Up, Christian, Christ is Coming. This book contains 7 messages on the second coming of Jesus Christ. It would be a tremendous addition to your library, and perhaps you'd like to send it to a friend somewhere else, maybe in a distant part of the country. Remember, if you'll write during October, we will send it to you without obligation, the book entitled, Look Up, Christian, Christ is Coming. Remember our mailing address, Worth Baptist Hour, Post Office Box 15141, Fort Worth, Texas. We shall look forward to hearing from you by mail this week. And again, we remind you, we would like to have you in our services of Worth Baptist Church today. We are located at 3309 Wilbarger Street in Fort Worth. We are now under construction with our new building located on Campus Drive at Loop 820, adjoining the properties of the Fort Worth State School. We covet your prayers in these endeavors as we build for Christ, as we build for eternity, in the construction of our new building just 1/2 mile north of Loop 820 on Campus Drive, near the south campus of the Tarrant County Junior College. Again, we say in the meantime, here at our present location, it would be our joy to have you and your family visit with us today. If you're looking for a place where the Bible is taught and the gospel is preached and where we worship God in an old-fashioned way, discovering a new dimension in worship, we invite you to visit with us today. And now to my message on today's broadcast entitled, Christ, the Honored Guest in Your Home. I shall read from the Gospel according to Luke chapter 19, beginning at verse 1. But before I read the scripture, I want you to pause with me in a moment of prayer. Let us pray. Our Father, we truly thank Thee for the privilege of voicing the gospel today, and for each listener, for our senior citizens, for those in the rest homes, for those who are unable to get out in public worship. I pray Thy blessings upon them as they listen to this message in this hour. For our visitors in the city of Fort Worth, for those who pass through our city, for those in the hospitals, in their places of business, their homes, their automobiles, wherever they are today, perhaps just traveling across the country, we ask that this message would challenge their hearts, and for those who know not Christ, that they would come to know Him. Bless our nation today in these crucial days of our country's history, perhaps the most crucial as we face our national elections. I pray for guidance and wisdom of Thy people across America as we cast our votes. We pray for our president. We pray for our congressman. We pray for our mayor. We pray for our city. And we pray that America would experience revival in 1976. Bless now, again, we ask, every member of the listening audience. And in all things may Christ have the preeminence. In His name we ask it, and for His sake we pray. And with thanksgiving, amen. And now in the Gospel according to Luke, chapter 19, at verse 1, we read, And Jesus entered and passed through Jericho. And behold, there was a man named Zacchaeus, which was the chief among the publicans, and he was rich. And he sought to see Jesus, who he was, and could not for the press, because he was little of stature. And he ran before and climbed up into a sycamore tree to see him, for he was to pass that way. And when Jesus came to the place, he looked up and saw him, and said, Zacchaeus, make haste and come down, for today I must abide at thy house. And he made haste and came down, and received him joyfully. And when they saw it, they all murmured, saying, that he was gone to be the guest with a man that is a sinner. And Zacchaeus stood and said unto the Lord, Behold, Lord, the half of my goods I give to the poor. And if I have taken anything from any man by false accusation, I restore unto him fourfold. And Jesus said unto him, This day is salvation come to this house, for as much as he also is a son of Abraham. And the Son of Man is come to seek and to save that which is lost. Christ, the honored guest in your home. Remember, Jesus said to Zacchaeus, I must abide at thy house. Just the thought of Jesus entering our house should really do something to us. Let me ask you this question. What if you knew that Jesus Christ were coming to your house today? What kind of reception would Jesus have? How would he feel in your house? What would he find in your house that should not be there? Would he be welcomed into your home by your family? Would he feel comfortable? Would you feel comfortable if Jesus paid a visit to your home? Could Jesus Christ accept everything he would hear in the conversation of your home and your family? Could Jesus accept everything that he would see? Could he condone the actions of your family and your children? Would Jesus Christ want to stay a long while in your home? Or would he want to leave right away? Could Jesus Christ eat what you're going to eat? Could he drink what you are going to drink? Could Jesus Christ watch the same programs on television that you're going to watch today? Could he listen to the same radio station that you're listening to? Could Jesus Christ join in the games that your family will play today? Could he listen to the records on the stereo? Could he listen to the tape recordings? Could he go into the closet and feel unashamed and unembarrassed? Could Jesus Christ open the refrigerator and feel that he could partake of what's in it? Just how would the Son of God feel if he were to come into your home? Could he join in your plans for today? Would he feel comfortable sitting in your den or around your table? If Jesus Christ were to write one sentence of his appraisal of your home, what would he write? What could Jesus say about you and your family after he had spent a day in your home? Could he commend you for being the right kind of father and mother? Could he commend the children for obeying their parents? How would Jesus feel? What would he say to the next family after leaving your home? What kind of an impression would Jesus Christ get in your home today? In the New Testament, we have the record of several homes into which Jesus went. Let us take a look at those for a moment. First, right here in my text, Jesus went into the home of Zacchaeus, the publican, the tax collector. Jesus said to him, I must abide at thy house today. Now this man was a tremendous sinner. He was a sinner of the first magnitude. All the community knew him as a sinner. But I am glad that before Jesus left his home, Jesus could say this, Today is salvation come to this house. My friend, every sinner needs Jesus Christ. Every home needs the Savior. The Republicans cannot save America today. The Democrats cannot save America. The Independents cannot save America. The educators cannot save America. Politics and politicians cannot save America. They don't have the answer. The scientists cannot save America. The philosophers cannot save America. The financial wizards cannot save America. Only Jesus Christ can save America. The Bible says the Son of Man is come to seek and to save that which is lost. My friend, the only way for you to be saved is through Jesus Christ, his atoning death, and his triumphant resurrection from among the dead. Yes, Jesus Christ wants to go into the home of every sinner. He's coming into your home today, by means of radio. And I want you to know that Jesus Christ can and will save you if you're lost in this hour. Not only did Jesus go into the home of Zacchaeus, but Jesus went into the home of the newlyweds in Cana of Galilee. We read in John chapter 2, verses 1 and 2, where Jesus was invited to the wedding feast. So he entered the home of the newlyweds. My friend, every newlywed couple should invite Jesus into their home, to make Jesus the head of the home, to begin their home, to begin the building of their lives together on the Word of God and by the principles of Jesus Christ. Some of you are listening today who are newlyweds. Let me ask you, have you invited Jesus Christ into your home? Have you asked the Son of God to come and be the master of your life, the head of your home, to lead your family, to enable you to build a wonderful family on Christian principles and on the Word of God? Every newlywed home needs Jesus Christ today. Why not invite the Savior into your heart and into your home in this hour? Then our Lord Jesus on one occasion went into the home of Matthew, according to Matthew chapter 9 and verse 10. And there Matthew the publican was entertained by our Lord Jesus. Some of the Pharisees found fault with Christ for going into the home of a sinner. But Jesus rebuked them by saying this: Does a well man need a physician or a sick man? You don't call the doctor for a man who is well. You call the doctor for a man who is sick. Even so, the publican was sick. He was sin sick. He needed Jesus Christ. And Christ was in the right place to deal with the sinner, with the publican named Matthew, as is recorded in his 9th chapter. Yes, our Lord Jesus went into the home of the sinner. And then, my friend, Jesus Christ went into the home of the leper, the man who was ostracized from society because of his disease. My friend, Jesus Christ wants to enter the sick home today. Perhaps I'm speaking to some today who have sicknesses in your home. Maybe a little child that's very ill, a father, a mother, a son, a daughter, perhaps a brother, a sister, a parent, a grandparent, very ill today. I would admonish you to invite Jesus Christ, the great physician, into your home and ask him to bring about the desired healing of the body of that sick loved one. Jesus Christ is ready to go into the home of those who are sick. And then our Lord Jesus Christ went into the home of the Pharisee, where the woman came and anointed his body. Again, the Pharisees rebuked Jesus, but Jesus said, "To whom much is forgiven, there is much love." An unending, never-dying principle: those whom Jesus forgives much love him all the more. Then he went into the home of Martha and Mary, as recorded in Luke chapter 10. You remember Martha was busy preparing the table. Mary was seated at the feet of Jesus. Martha tried to get Jesus to instruct Mary to come and help her. But Jesus said, "Martha, you're encumbered with a lot of things, but Mary hath chosen the one thing that is needful." And my friend, the one thing that is needful in your home is the principles of the Word of God, listening to Jesus Christ by studying His Word. That is the thing that you need in your home today. Then our Lord Jesus went into the home of the two disciples from Emmaus on the resurrection day, and he ate with them, and he opened their eyes and showed them himself and revealed his resurrection glory. My friend, the resurrected, living, triumphant Christ wants to come into your home today. Why don't you invite him in? For you see, in the home where Jesus Christ abides, three things will be true. Number one, in the home where Christ abides, the proper values will be placed on spiritual things. You will want to do what is right when Christ is there, and you will major on the important things, putting emphasis on spiritual rather than material and physical things. That characterizes the home where Jesus Christ abides. In the second place, in the home where Christ abides, adequate strength will be possessed to meet the pressing problems of everyday living. You have a lot of problems today. You don't know where to turn. you don't know to whom you should go, let me invite you to come to Jesus Christ, and in turn, you invite Him into your home, and He will give you strength and wisdom to meet the needs and pressing problems of your life. Only Jesus Christ has the solution to your problems. Perhaps they're financial problems, or marital problems, or employment problems, health problems, mental problems, emotional, whatever those problems are today. Jesus Christ is the great problem solver, and He will meet your needs and provide you strength and wisdom and guidance and direction if you'll invite Him into your home in this hour. And then in the third place, in the home where Jesus Christ abides, Christian principles will govern the family. The most basic of all Christian principles is love, one toward another. You see, where there is love, many problems can be solved. I trust that you will invite Christ into your home so that love will rule supremely in your life and among your family. I have this footnote, and I shall be through. Where Jesus Christ is welcomed as an honored guest, He remains as a permanent resident. Why not invite Jesus Christ into your home this moment? As we leave the broadcast, again we remind you of the services today, our Sunday school at 10, our morning worship hour at 11, our evening worship hour at 7. And don't forget our Bible conference tomorrow night and Tuesday night, that's October 25 and 26 at 7:30 with Dr. Curtis Hudson here at Worth Baptist Church, 3309 Wilbarger Street in Fort Worth. And say, we'd like to hear from you by mail this week. Remember, October is Radio Anniversary Month, and to all who write, we will send free and postage paid one of my books entitled Jesus Christ, or Look Up Christian, Christ is Coming. My friend, Jesus Christ is coming. And these seven messages in the book, Look Up Christian, Christ is Coming, will give you clearly and completely a treatment on the second coming of Jesus Christ. Write for your free book today. Simply write to Worth Baptist Hour, Post Office Box 15141, Fort Worth, Texas. So until next Lord's Day at the same time, we wish you well and the blessings of God upon your life, upon your family, and upon your home. And as always, we admonish you to keep on praying.